Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, it's me, the Einstein of Wall Street. We are here with Trade Like Einstein. I am Peter Tuchman, and we're here on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange in the balcony. History is made in this building every single day. Somebody with my long-term experience, I've been here for 137 years. It is my responsibility to help teach you how to navigate this market successfully. Boom! It's a beautiful Wednesday here in New York. It is March. Something, I don't even know. But look, we've talked about education. We've talked about technical analysis. We've talked about some history stuff. I'd love to address the greatest consumer generation that has ever happened, in my opinion, surely in my life, but surely for the last, I don't know, two or three generations, and how it how it's reflected in or how it relates to the stock market. Just think about it. Everybody, we are an incredibly loyal customer-based generation at the moment. People love what they love. They buy what they love. They eat what they love. They've got the stores they go to, the games they play, the social media they're on, and everything, right? So it's either you're into, the Gap store, you're into Starbucks, you're into Apple phones, I am not recommending any of these things. I'm just kind of trying to break it down. The fact is that we buy the things we like. We are loyal to the companies we have. I always say when young people come up to me and they'll say, like, I will often have groups of young high school students down on the floor and they'll ask me, like, what should I buy? What stocks do you like? And all that. And I'll say, stop. You guys know way more than me what people are using. You've got your hand on the pulse. Young people, 13 to 18, 18 to 25, 25 to 40, have their finger on the pulse of what people are consuming, what companies people are loyal to, right? I'll say to them, go to school. Right. Look around the room. Walk down the hallway in school with your best friend and look at the sneakers people are wearing, the phones they're using, the computers they're on. What do they do in their spare time? What social media they're playing with? And what are they doing some betting in sports? Do they love to go to games? Do they like to where do they shop? Whether they're shopping at high-end retail or low-end retail, what phones they'd use? Look. Because, and what foods do they eat? Do they go to Shake Shack? Do they go to Starbucks? Where do they go? Do they go to, Domino's? Look, everybody, young people particularly don't think they know anything about what goes on here at the Stock Exchange. But at the end of the day, as I go by and I'm watching all the companies go by, we know what Procter & Gamble is. It's all the cleaning things in your house. We know what Philip Morris is. It's a company that used to make cigarettes. They probably make some of those vape things right now. Race is Ferrari. What else do we have? Do we have Goldman Sachs, a brokerage firm? What else do we have? Charlie Schwab, a brokerage firm. Goldman Sachs, a brokerage firm. Anyway, Starbucks, we've got Shell Oil, Chevron, we've got Moderna, the guys who made the vaccine. So all the companies that are listed here at the Stock Exchange are companies that we actually, whether you're 13, 40, 80 years old, are companies, Snapchat, right? These are companies that we use on a daily basis. The greatest consumer generation in history knows about Apple because it's what phone they use. They know Apple because it's maybe the computer they use. They know about Starbucks because it's the coffee they drink. They know about Target. They know about Walmart. They know about Kohl's. They know about all that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, one of my big premises, I got a hail to my buddy Fabian, right? He owns a beautiful restaurant in Brooklyn called Esme, but Fabian Caceres was his name. He was a market maker here on the floor and he would be entertaining young people who come down to the floor and he would say to them, invest in stocks and not stuff. And think about that. It's an absolutely amazing premise specifically for young people because look, we love to buy stuff. We live in this world where it's like instantaneous satisfaction, right? It's unbelievable. I see it. I got to have it. I buy it, right? Boom. 5 minutes later, there's a drone delivering. I'm on Instagram. I see something I buy. I don't really need it. I've got 9 of them in my friggin' closet. I see it. I hit a button. I buy it. And then 5 minutes later, there's a drone flying in the door or through Amazon or whatever it may be, giving me something that I really think I need. I really think I want it. But at the end of the day, it actually loses value. And we've talked about this before. Buying things that potentially increase in value once you buy them, as opposed to things we just buy and we use and they actually have no value at the end of the day. Invest in stocks and not stuff. Think about it. And it was, I've been chatting about it actually with a company called Drive Wealth, which is our videographer's dad's company, right? Where we said, what an amazing thing would it be to actually have a app where, you know, you would use it to buy things like Starbucks, like Shake Shack, the things that we use on a daily basis. And we do sort of a roundup thing. But it's not all. There are a lot of apps out there, Acorn and a number of things, and I'm not endorsing any of them, where you actually go in and you spend $3.99 on a coffee, you round it up to $5, and that money goes into the stock market. What a great idea. It's like the old concept of your grandfather used to put change in a big jar on his night table, and you always used to go and steal it when you needed a little extra money. Well, the roundup concept, which I think is a great concept, everybody should be doing it in some form or the other, is basically taking that little bit of money that you end up, we don't use change anymore, that ends up rounding up from the things we buy. The hamburger was $3.99 up to $5. The coffee was $2.67. Round up. At the end of the day, the money we don't see, the money we don't use, can be actually invested in the stock market. I thought it was a great idea, and I talked about it with a number of people, to have an app where not only is that money that you round up go into the stock market, but it actually goes in to support and buy you the stock that you're using, that you're consuming, right? If I go out and I buy a coffee at Starbucks, and which is the only place I ever go to buy coffee, and I spend $2.67 and it rounds up to $3 or $4, that money could actually not only go into the stock market overall, but it could go into Starbucks stock. That way I'd be fulfilling that prophecy that I am consuming something I'm loyal to and love, and I'm actually investing in that company. Same thing. I know, and we've talked about it before, and this is nothing against, I'm not endorsing anything, and there's nothing against these different companies. But at the end of the day, look, we want to buy stuff. We see things, we got to own it. And you know what? In this world of immediate gratification, we can have it literally, whether it costs $50, $100, $400. We love to buy stuff. And my new concept is investing in stocks and not stuff. Think about it. My iPhone at 13 is not broken. I don't need the 14, but I do buy it. My sneakers, I've got 900 pair in the closet. I see one I want. I got to buy it. At the end of the day, think about this for money. Let's pull back. The psychological concept of having an urge to want something and need it. If you walk around the block for 20 minutes, you won't need it as bad. If you pull back and you go on, put the pause button on for the second and not think, I got to have this. I need it. And think for a moment. Instead of buying your iPhone 14, nothing against Apple. I'm not recommending it. I'm not dissing it. Just go out and buy 1 or 5 or 10 shares of Apple stock. And wait, in a year, you will actually, probability may be that that investment you made, if you buy the iPhone 14, it will be a lot less worth in a year than it is if you buy 5 shares of Apple stock. You'll be investing in your future. You'll be investing in creating some generational wealth in your world. Think about that. You should be walking around rather than showing off your iPhone 14, walking around and showing people your portfolio, right? That sneaker, you don't need another pair of sneakers. Go and buy some Nike stock. Go and buy some Starbucks stock. Go and buy stocks in the companies that you're a loyal consumer of. Think about it. If you like betting, you go to DraftKings. If you like Starbucks, if you go to Shake Shack because you like the burgers, if you go to shop at Target or Walmart, go do that. You know, at the end of the day, invest in stocks and not stuff. We buy tons of things. It may be a great idea to go into your room, pull out all the stuff you really don't need, sell it on wherever platform you want to sell it, and invest in your future. That's what we're trying to talk about. Look, you and I can talk about the markets all day long and charting and graphs and long-term investing and trading and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if we kind of get real for a minute, right? If you're a young person to me is 15 to 25, 25 to 45, 45 to 65. People who have still a lot of life, more life to live than they've got behind them, then investing in your future is an incredibly important thing. If you get to the age of 65 and you never did that, but you live in a house full of stuff, you actually don't have money in the bank. You don't have a portfolio. You have not invested in your future. So if I have anything that I can do with my platform that I have, this incredible Trade Like Einstein Money News Network, what can I do? I can inspire you and motivate you to put the pause button on for a moment and think about it. We don't need all that stuff. And look, I am the one of the worst culprits. I come home sometimes and the doorman says to me, dude, I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but you got 9 friggin' boxes in there from all over the friggin' place. I see something, I want it, I buy it, it's delivered, it's boom, and I've got like 900 pairs of sneakers. I am seeing this for myself as much as for you. At the end of the day, invest in stocks and not stuff. One of my dreams is that people, you know, you don't need all the drip, you don't need all the stuff, you don't need a closet full of things, but you do need to invest in your future. If you are 20 years old and you put money away, and I'm not recommending anything, but if you start at the age of 18, at the age of 16, I mean, it's incredible how many people stop me on the street, they recognize me and they go, what should I be doing with my money? And I say to them, and I'm not your advisor and I'm not a stock picker, but I say, invest in your future, buy things where there's potential that they're going to go up in value. Historically, every crash we've had, the 87, the 2000, 2007, and COVID have been better buying experience, better buying opportunities than selling opportunities. Historically, over time, markets do go up. Since 1903, the market has gone from the bottom left of the graph to up here. And I know we've had pullbacks, and I know we've had economic challenges, and we've had crashes and pullbacks and consolidations, but and all that. But at the end of the day, we are the greatest consumer generation of all time. We love immediate gratification. We want things, we buy them, and we have rooms and closets full of stuff. I want you to invest in stocks and not stuff. Put the pause button on for a minute. The next time you're going to buy something, see if it's actually a publicly traded company. Put the pause button on. Do not press that buy button and have it delivered to your house, but go out and buy yourself a couple of shares of Nike. Go out and buy yourself a couple of shares of Apple. And I'm not recommending anything, but buy some Shake Shack, some DraftKings, whatever it is that you are consuming in your life. Okay. Invest in your future, create some generational wealth, because at the end of the day, I want you at the age of 25, 35, 45, 55 to have a beautiful portfolio of stocks, okay, that you can say, you know what, I invested in my future at the age of 18, and now I actually, you know what, I may not have, I'm a minimalist as far as my house goes, but at the end of the day, I have something to have a nice family, to have some nice things for my retirement or whatnot, because at the age of 18, 20, 25 is the time you need to start doing it. You will wake up at 35 years old. You'll have absolutely nothing in your retirement fund or anything invested in a stock portfolio. And you'll go, what the heck do I do? But I got a closet full of friggin' sneakers. I got 14 different friggin' phones in my closet, and none of them have increased in value since I bought them. Invest in stocks and that stuff. And that's all I got to say about that. Boom!
Trade Like Einstein is a production of Money News Network. Trade Like Einstein is hosted by the ever energetic Peter Tuchman. Trade Like Einstein is executive produced by Morgan Lavoie. Thanks so much for listening. Check out moneynewsnetwork.com for more podcasts.